So if you guys could do me a favor, I want to make sure we welcome our encore viewers in Lafayette. Come on, guys. I know it's the fourth quarter, last day, but we can do better than that. Lafayette. Our viewers in Canada. Australia. And the UK. Please make sure you have your cell phones off. Again, you guys paid a lot of money to get here. Danny's been dropping major nuggets, and you don't want to miss anything. You don't want to distract your neighbor by your phone going off. You don't want to be that guy or girl. What I'd like to do right now is recognize everybody who's purchased the DJU and who's actually utilized it for a year or more. Could you please stand up? Danny started the weekend off talking about legacy. You guys have invested in yourself and your family's legacy. So we just want to recognize you and thank you for not only investing in us, but investing in yourself and your family. So thank you. I have this amazing family I have the privilege of introducing right now. Mr. Kevin and Diane Mead. Could you come on up?
Hi, everyone. My name's Diane, and we're from Southern California. This is my handsome husband, Kevin. And before coming to our first Danny Johnson event, my biggest vision for my marriage was just not to get divorced. And I lived a life enslaved to my church, basically. That's what I did with pretty much all my time, was serve my church. We came to our first event in 2012, and we invested in the DJ University, which I encourage you all to do, because you're going to buy it little by little and waste a bunch of money, so just buy the whole thing. We took advantage of the accountability as well. Because of that, our results have been, I'm going to let Kevin share in the details, but we've quadrupled quadrupled our income. We have been married now for 24 years, and our marriage is getting hotter every time. Since the event in San Diego in January, we have sold $3.2 million in real estate in Southern California. And we've invested our money in some amazing investments, and we're growing our orchard.
Awesome. Good job, Diane. I'm just going to, just short and simple, we've been coming for 5 years, and every event, there's one take home, every time. My first event, I walked in, bad attitude, I scraped enough change left over to get into that event, I sat in the back, but Danny, she got to me, she hit me, man, she's like, punch in the stomach. I had a $10,000 savings account, that's all the money I had left in my name. I had a $10,000 credit card I was trying to find a way of getting out of, to be deceitful and to bail on it. And faithful with the little things, right? Faithful with the little things. I left that event, my first event 5 years ago, took that $10,000 savings, I paid off that credit card. Within 6 months, I paid off the rest of our consumer debt, 50 grand. Within 1 year of plugging in, we had $100,000 in our savings account. So I don't know what your results are, but if I had to tell you where we're at now, it's like it's quadrupled since then. So
I don't know about you or what your goals are. If your goals are small, then go ahead and commit to 1 year of coming to every event and buying the DJU. If you have big goals and you want results like ours, 5 years. Give this 5 years. And honestly, we're past 5 years and we're not going anywhere soon. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to our coach and mentor and the sexiest millionaire, Danny Johnson.
that was funny. I love the new branding. I absolutely love the new branding. This is amazing. The only company in the world where their clients brand you. We have lost complete control over our company. Our community now is the boss. They really are. Oh my gosh. Okay. We're almost done, and I think that sucks. Overtime. Yeah. We've done that before, till 5:30 in the morning. Yeah. No. No. I was pregnant, too. Yeah. You thought I'd been mean here? You haven't seen mean. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Bringing it down. I received that, Mr. Mead. And you guys, man, hearing them tell their story really blessed me, because I've known them for all these years, and they've worked through a lot of stuff. They worked through a lot of stuff, and they truly are a great inspiration. It really, 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 really inspires me. Okay, so was this morning helpful? Yes. And having an action plan, right? And that you can use this for everything. You plug in your weight loss or your fitness goals into that. You now have a formula to be able to push something out on the other side, right? We just had lunch with four people. That was an amazing time. And one of which was a Sapphire. And she was like, man, I just feel like, you know, prospecting and closing just seems like just the worst thing. It feels like such a, like so hard or, you know, whatever. And I said, wait a second, what are you good at? And she's like talking to people? Inspiring people? What do you think prospecting and closing is? It's talking to people and inspiring people. So I want you to just go inspire people. Go talk to people, go inspire them. Go. Do you like figuring people out? She's like, yeah, it's so much fun. I want you to have fun every day. Talking to people and discovering what gem they are and discovering what is motivating to them, and then direct them to how they can help themselves. I could do that. It is so important for you to speak to your team and what they understand and what motivates them. So even a term like prospecting and closing, it's all in how you position it. The way you position things can help somebody grab the thing and run with the thing, or feel like the thing is a big heavy weight that they cannot do. So, Sapphires, where are you? You are the best promoters in the room. You're the best at talking to people in the room. So go talk to people. And using that thing called form is just to find out what really makes that person tick and what inspires them. So you can speak directly to what inspires that person. Do that all day. For however many hours it is that you're actually working that particular business. Okay? All right. Earlier I had closing on the board. Okay? Now, friends, you are going to have to close yourself on your goals. You are going to have to close yourself on your goals. And your goal isn't big enough if there's not a little element of fear involved. And I'm talking about a good, healthy fear. What do I mean by a good, healthy fear? A good, healthy fear is when it's like, oh, it's between serious and nervous. You're a little nervous, like, oh my gosh, what if it really does happen? Oh my gosh, what if this happens? Oh my gosh, what if this? Have you ever had that feeling before? Where it's like, have you ever had that feeling before? That's about where you want to live. Because if you think the goal is attainable, it's too small. If you think the goal is attainable, it's too small. Because it's something you think you can do with who you are right now and doesn't require for you to grow and develop into the you that can do something that's impossible. So if the goal is not bigger than what you think you can do, well, you're likely not to accomplish it. I'm going to say that again. If the goal is something you think you can do, you're likely not going to accomplish it. It's not enough to get you out of bed. It's not enough to stretch you. It's not enough to push you. It's not enough to cause you to have to learn something. It's not enough to keep you humble. And it's in the humble position where you get lifted up. It's in the proud and arrogant position where you get torn down. And having an element of possible humiliation in your life is a healthy thing. It's a healthy thing to have a little bit of an element of humiliation that, ooh, I could screw this up. Ooh, I might embarrass myself. Ooh, I think everyone's going to see that I suck at this. That's when you know you're walking by faith. So you need to be selling yourself continuously, and that's when I was saying that you need to have role models. If you have role models in your life that are better than you, that have accomplished more than you, have accomplished impossible things. Here's another thing. For some of you that have physical ailments, I want you to find every physically enabled person that has accomplished great things, and I want you to watch videos on them. Yes. When fitness became part of my goal, I didn't look at people that were my age that were fit. I looked at people who were 80 and fit, 70 and fit, 60 and fit. Because that's where I'm headed, right? I'm headed towards their age group. And people my age, okay, fine. But no, someone who's done the impossible, the unthinkable, then okay. If they can do it, then let's say that together. If they can, then that's right. And if I can, then I. If I can, then I. If I can, then I. So you get to fill in the blanks on the if I can, then I should. I want to do an exercise with you that I learned a really long time ago. Who's the biggest guy in the room? Who's the biggest, strongest guy in the room? If you think you're the biggest, strongest guy in the room, I need you to stand up. Okay, I see one bicep here. Bicep, can I see the bicep? Come on, big boy. Come. Yeah, you. Come on. Come on. Come on. Now, listen to me. On Friday, I told you that the speech center of the brain controls your entire reality. The speech center of the brain controls your entire reality, that life and death is in the power of the... How are you?
Good. How are you?
What's that accent?
Polish.
Polish. What's your name?
Christian.
Oh, they were voting for you.
Yeah. They set me up.
They did. They totally set you up. Do I have potato chips around my mouth?
No, do I?
No. So, Christian, I'm going to get a mic because I want you to be heard. I think it's important. So his name is... Works when it's on.
Boom. Christian.
Yes.
With KRY.
Nice. And you're from Poland. Okay. You work out?
A little bit.
So this comes natural.
Side effect.
It's a side effect.
Of working out.
It's a side effect of working out. It's true. And it takes diligence to work out, right?
Yes.
Focus, determination, right?
Repetition.
And repetition. Repetition is the mother of skill, isn't it? Repetition is the mother of skill. Repetition is the mother of skill. Okay? Repetition is the mother of skill. All right? So So through repetition, our mouth speaks, and our mouth directs where it is that we're going. So Christian, are you married?
Yes.
Okay. Do you love your wife?
Yep.
Okay, that's a good thing. Is she here? Awesome.
She's over there.
She's waving right over there. Hello. Hello, beautiful. Okay. Are you okay that he's up here with me?
No, say no.
She just gave me a thumbs up, and she's actually videotaping this. I think she's taking a picture. Okay, so which arm is your dominant strong arm?
Right.
Your right? That's this arm? Okay, cool. All right, so Christian, I want you to hold up your hand just like this. Okay? Yep, exactly like that. And what I want you to do is I want you to try and keep your fingers together. Okay? Uh-huh. And I want you to say, I love, and then whoever is the one that you love more than anything, that you know deep down in your soul is who you love more than anything in life, okay? And so I love, you're going to keep those fingers together. I'm going to attempt to pull them apart, okay? So you keep them together, and you say, I love. You ready?
Okay, I love.
I love.
I love.
Okay, cool. Now I want you to say, I will try and love.
I will try and love?
Yeah, that right there.
Okay.
Do you want to try again?
Let's do it.
Okay, now you're trying to use all your whole entire hand, which would be called cheating or leveraging.
But I don't like losing, so.
You're right. So you're trying to hedge your bet with your other three fingers. I get it. Okay, so I will try and love. And then go
I'll
ahead.
Try. Okay.
I love.
Mine.
I love.
I love.
Okay.
Nope.
I'll not try and love. I will try and love.
I will try. Now I know how to lift more at the gym.
Now I want you to say, I will give it my best to love.
Okay,
I will give it my best shot to love. I will give it my best.
I'll give my best.
I will try.
I'll try. You trick me. That's good. Mine.
Which is stronger? The mind and the mouth is stronger than the muscle. What's the truth? Do you love your wife?
Yeah.
But when you try to love your wife,
it doesn't work.
Get with a partner. I love. Second one, I will try and love. Third one, I will give it my best, then switch. You can go ahead and do it with me. Okay. Try is an attempt to fail. Try is an attempt to fail. The definition of try is an attempt to fail. You cannot try to change your life. You cannot try to pick up the phone and make dials to change people's lives. You cannot try to get out of debt. You cannot try to become wealthy. You cannot try to get healthy. You cannot try to get fit. You cannot try to change your bad habits. You will or you will not. And what you just saw, what was just proved, is that life and death is in the power of your tongue. And the bottom line is that if you are going to try to apply the things that I taught you here this weekend, you will fail. But if you leave here to go get it done, or you leave here to give it your best shot, what will the results be? Success is what is ahead of you. So do not try to do any of this. Just go do it already. There's nothing else. else to figure out. All that is in front of you is your next step. Line up your mouth with where you want to go. Look, the truth is that you love the person that you said, I love. Even when you said, I'll try, but you weaken yourself with that three-letter word. The truth is, you're still talking about the same person. But what it is that your commitment is weakened with the word try. The I love is committed. That I will do my best to love is committed. I will try is no commitment. And you saw it in the proof of the strength of your own body. So your mouth has more power than your physical body. Your mouth has more power than your life has. And your current life is a result of your mouth. Your bank account is the result of your mouth. Your marriage is a result of your mouth. The current list of clients you have is a direct result of your mouth. What amount of money you have in your bank account is a result of your mouth. The kind of quality customers you have is a result of your mouth. The quality of distributors you have, the quality of employees you have, the quality of employee you are is a direct result of your mouth. So stop feeding what you don't want. And fully committed, you can at least say, I will give it my best. I'm giving it my best. Come on. I'm giving it my best. Because that is committed. And whatever comes out of your best is good enough. Whatever is of your best is good enough. So friends, listen to me. We have a goal and we have a vision. And that goal and that vision is touching and impacting 100 million lives by 2035. 100 million lives by 2035. And why? Friends, here's what we know. We know that before you walked in here, you had messes in your life. Agreed? Who agrees? You had a mess. How many of you have found solutions to parts of those mess? How many of you, this is not your first time here? And those of you that have come back, it's because you went home and you changed certain parts of your life and you saw improvement. And you're here coming back to get what? More. More. Because you know that what you learned worked. Now teach me more. Now you will go home and you will do the more that it takes to change the more things. What we know is that there's 7 billion people on this planet. And out of the 7 billion people, many of them are suffering. Some of them are going to commit suicide. They already did. A little kid is being molested right now by someone who is lost, by someone who is hating themselves, by somebody who has no vision. Right now, a husband is walking away from his wife, or a wife is cheating on her husband. And why? No vision. No vision for the marriage. No vision for the future. No vision for a good legacy. We know that right this very minute, someone's declaring bankruptcy. Why? Because they have had no vision for their finances before, and they don't have a vision moving forward. There are businesses closing down right this second. There are churches that are having their last Sunday right now. People are quitting every single second of the day. 7 billion people on the planet who are lost and have no direction. There are men who've been emasculated by their wives. And there are women who've been abused by their husbands. And why? No vision. Why? No direction. Why? No training. They grew up and made choices that took them to where they are right now. And if they stay on the path in which they are right now, we will certainly hit the world, 98% of the population, dead or dead broke at the age of 65. will certainly be at 50% of every marriage ending in divorce. Kids being raised in broken homes and walking into a marriage broken themselves to end up, what, a 75% chance of getting divorced because they came from a divorced home. There are people shooting drugs in their vein at record numbers right now. Heroin is out of control in our country right now. And why do people get addicted to heroin or cocaine or weed or alcohol or porn? Why do they get addicted to shopping? Why do they get addicted to food? Why do they get addicted? Come on, you tell me, because maybe you once were one. They have no vision. They do not know who they are. They do not know why they're on this earth. They do not understand the talent and the ability that was planted inside of them. They feel useless, hopeless, worthless. They feel like nothing, and that no future of any good is ahead of them. Some of those people I'm talking about are your family members, and they're mine. Some of those people are your coworkers. And if we don't do something about it, some of that blood is on our hands. By the end of today, there will be 3,700 abortions just for today. And then starting tomorrow morning until the close of the business day, there'll be another 3,700 abortions just in the U.S. alone. And then on Tuesday, there'll be another 3,700 abortions, which is all innocent blood that has been slayed. Why? No vision. No vision. How can we have been led by a country for several decades of people who are corrupt? No vision. We have fallen asleep at the wheel. Hopefully this weekend you've started to wake up. So what's the vision you have for your life is the question I asked you 3 days ago. Where are you going? Who are you going with? If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do with your life? Well, if you don't have something better going on, then join us on the adventure of changing 100 million lives by 2035. How are we going to do it? Friends, you are now a part of a community. And this community, because we exist as a community, as a people that spans all over the globe, organically, what has happened with this message that I've been teaching for 27 years as of this month, people in the corporate world have taken things like job domination and GEMS and the financial independence training straight into their corporations. And they've used it to train up their sales forces. Even people like Sean Harper, who's a former NFL football player who owns a security company, who all 80 of his employees have to study GEMS, and they study it on a weekly basis. And why? Because these guys protect corporate people. They protect celebrities. They protect lots of different people, okay? So they're a security company. So these guys study people. And GEMS helped his corporation for them to be more effective in studying, like, okay, that's a sapphire that just walked in the room. How do we disarm a sapphire? How do we disarm a ruby? How do we disarm an emerald? How do we protect the emerald? We've had the corporate world take this training and this material and be able to change lives. People like my old friend, Dean Solos, that when he walked into these seminars 26 years ago, before he was married, before he had kids, as a young college kid going to school to become an engineer who couldn't talk to people, who was very back and reserved, who came through these training seminars for 26 years. And because of things like form and GEMS, as well as what happens early Friday morning of dealing with ego, dealing with the things of his past, being able to move through insecurities and continuing 26 years later to move through more insecurities. That man went from a medium little salary to making a crazy amount of money that now has gotten contracts. We worked for the Secret Service, now working with a securities company, making more money than he ever would have made had he never walked in these doors 26 years ago. So because we exist, and that's not me, that's we. You are going to touch people back home in your jobs. And if your job is in corporate America, you will make an impact there. And there's a community of people here that are lost. Some of them are greedy. Some of them are sacrificing their families. Some of them are doing drugs and no one knows it. Some of them are having affairs. Some of them are committing suicide. And because we exist, and if we take what we're learning here, we take these tools back and we affect this place, then we can change lives, save lives, make a difference for the next generation, and leave a greater legacy instead of what it is today. Because we all exist, and the thousands upon tens of thousands of people who have come through these doors, who've been to that website, who have pressed play, things like entrepreneurs, which is not the same as corporate America. Whether they're home-based entrepreneurs or people like a Carlos or people like Kevin and Diane Mead, people like the many, a Dr. Mary Starr, people who have businesses, whether they're storefront businesses or they're businesses where they're marketing other people's products or people who own gyms. This world has been impacted. Tens of thousands of entrepreneurs have been birthed out of nowhere, some of which have been children. That have been birthed because we exist, because First Steps to Success has an impact, because of those training materials, because of the DJU. So this world has been impacted. We also have people who have taken the materials into the educational world. Things like, started their own schools using Grooming the Next Generation for Success, building the entire curriculum of a school based off of the DJU. So making sure that kindergartners know learning how to manage money, learning how to start a little business, learning about different gems. First and second graders learning the same thing. Them learning how to work like a team. Them learning how to motivate other people. So we've had school principals in these rooms go back and have that entire curriculum put into their school system. That their teachers are learning how to do that. Could you imagine if every teacher in your city or in this nation understood gems alone? Could you imagine? Just imagine if just the schools in your city, okay? Another thing, there's been amazing pastors who have brought their churches here, have gone home and implemented and started classes, war on debt classes in their church, started Grooming the Next Generation for Success classes in their church. Why? Because they realized they were just taking from their congregations. They weren't giving to their congregations anything that their congregation could actually use to mend their marriages, to help their kids, or to help their finances. They started doing job dom classes. They started doing GEMS classes. Doing what? Pressing play. Realizing that they, even as the pastor, do not have the full voice or the ear or the attention of the people coming to see them every single week. So could you imagine churches that were not churches filled with a bunch of hot air talking heads delivering a message once a week that is irrelevant to the marketplace, but that every week that the churches turned into training centers. That every week you are getting spiritually equipped to make the decision between wealth or poverty. That every week you are being trained up on how to lead your organization or how to lead your company or how to lead your family. That every single week you are learning materials that was actually training you up and spiritually making you stronger so that you could go and take dominion for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. So that you would know that you are truly being used by God versus thinking that you had to go to seminary in order to be used by God. Could you imagine if if churches became training facilities instead of just places to take money and build giant stadiums with $17 million paintings on top of a ceiling? Right now, there's corruption in all of those places I've got there on the board. And many of you are in those places, sitting around looking at the corruption. But what is your job? We exist. And because we exist, we have to go back to our places of center of influence and we have to make a difference in those places. That if your church is not predominantly, let me tell you, taking care of the poor, not a side thing, not a little missions little thing over here, but the whole purpose for the money that comes into a church is supposed to take care of the poor, and that is biblical. Read your freaking Bible. It's supposed to take care of the widow. It's supposed to take care of the sick. It's supposed to take care of the orphan. It's supposed to help those who cannot help themselves. That's what the money that is collected every single week is supposed to be doing. But instead, we live in a day and age where pastors are flying around in jets, their own personal jets. It's a mess. And we can't sit around for it to get messier. We exist, therefore we have to make a difference. Because we exist, we have also seen people take materials into prisons. I get letters every week from inmates. Every week. Because people have taken the books and put them in prisons. And inmates now are grooming their next generation for success from prison. I've had mothers and fathers who have studied that book and through being able to write their children letters, and now their kids are writing them back. Now their kids are coming to see them. Now dad from behind bars is influencing his sons and his daughters to not make the same mistakes, but to learn these principles. Give me a break. Because we exist, we can make a difference in corporate America. We can make a difference in the entrepreneurial world, in education, on the church level, in prisons, and we are doing the same thing in media. There are people in this room called to be in media, and you're not doing it. And why? Because fear is part of your compass. These worlds need you. These are places of influence that we are all a part of in some way. Rather than being one who's watching this stuff, be one that affects this stuff. Control the media that goes inside of you. So what we see in this, between these different spheres of influence, what we see that we can do as a people, I want you to think about this. What can we do as a people? We can change lives in all those places. We can change lives. There's another thing that we see that we can make a difference in, and it is in this. We believe that there's an army of people that will join us in pressing play, and pressing play every day. We believe that there's an army of people, and we're looking for the one person who's going to lead this entire army of home study developers, that we want to see it completely synchronized. We're looking for one person that's going to lead a team all over the world of people that are going to press play in their homes, or they're gathering people in their homes and they're saying, we're going to have a war on debt class. We're going to make a difference in our city. Our mayor isn't making a difference in the debt of our city, but we're going to make a difference in the debt in our city. Or that person's going to say, listen, the kids are out of control. People are stressed out. We're going to make a difference in people's families, in their homes. So we're having a class called Grooming the Next Generation for Success. So people are pressing play in their house, inviting friends, family members, coworkers, whatever. So we want to see that completely linked all together, where people are gathering and communities are being developed, where we're seeing on a home level that we're infiltrating the home with these principles. How many of you wish you grew up with these principles? How many of you wish you grew up around these people? Then what do we do about it? We don't live here and say, oh, I wish I grew up on this, or I wish I had a community like this. Go home and teach your next generation by letting them participate with the information and recruit other people to do the same exact thing. Not to mention, start building your own community. Start building your community where you live, and then bring that community here to tap into the larger community so that you have these family events. You have these corporate events. You have these events where you all are gathering together and holding each other accountable when you leave this place. So when I see all of this, I see, man, 100 million lives that can be changed by 2035. But here's the kicker, and I love this part the best. Through the events that we do, so watch. So if we're going after the corporate world and we're bringing the corporate world here to First Steps to Success. Same with the entrepreneurs, people from the educators, churches, not people from prisons until they get out. But look at this. You heard Rogelio, his story. Come on. He served time in prison. That man is a transformation. He is an inspiration. He is a father. He is a leader. He is an entrepreneur. He's focused. He's diligent. He's driven. He's no longer a druggie. He's not the man he was. He is a new creation. He's not the same. and now duplicating something different, inspiring men and women all over the world. So we know that even people who've been here, and I know there's several of them in the room, that when they've come here, they change their lives. So we also know, same with media, there's directors in here, there's actors in here, there's TV personalities in here. There has been for years and years and years that people have come from that world into here and have grown their careers. But the most awesome thing about this is that here we go, we influence them, we bring them, we gather them together, and all the money goes to who? Goes to the poor. Why? Because the head of this organization ain't going to take a dime. Not going to take a salary, and I'm not going to take the profits for myself. We're going to take care of our staff. We're going to have money to invest to grow this thing, and the profits are going here. So who gets affected here? This is the mandate in which all of us were put on this planet for. This right here is the mandate. We're going to influence, and we're going to take care, and we will eradicate this right here. We will eradicate this right here. This is where we will one day have some of the orphans that are in our orphanages that will lead their nations. We're not about putting food in a kid's mouth. We're about training them up to reign. We will hear the stories of these orphans who have started businesses and has become successful. That it's not an orphan who leaves an orphanage and then ends up on the streets in drugs as a drug pusher or a prostitute. When we talk about helping to sustain the poor, this is about the poor never going back there again. That each generation gets more and more successful as time goes on, just as it is for your family, that each one of your generations gets more and more successful as time goes on. So imagine a group of people like you and I leaving the comfort of our own home and going into some of these places to actually teach what we know to those people so we can help give them a hand up. So we can leave skill set inside of them that they can actually profit from. Rather than living the 98% life, bored, stiff, on your antidepressants, worried about how big your butt is, going to your therapist once a week that loves to take your money so you can whine and stay the same. They're your hired, high-paid professional that lets you complain. So rather than living that poor existence, I believe we can change the world. And I believe that we can do it. And I believe that we as a people can affect 100 million lives by 2035. So as I said before, I don't know what you got better going on right now in your life, but I know this, if it ain't this big, come join us. Come join us. You're a part of us, whether you like it or not, and you will be for the rest of your life. We know we have infected you with a disease. We know we have. There's no way you can leave here, go home, and not go, oh, I think he's a ruby. I know that you cannot go to the store after being here with me and look at pink salt and say, that's a good idea. I have had thousands of people report to me through the years saying, I walk through the grocery store and I can hear you screaming at me, Danny. Get out of the middle of the grocery store. Just buy the stuff on the edges. Do you really need that? So I am very, very confident that we have infected you in some positive way. Whether you like it or not, like me or hate me, you have been infected with the disease of 2%. The more time we spend together, the more time we spend together, and if you choose to have us spend time together every single day by pressing play every single day, the more that 98% infection will get out of you. Because you were born a 2%er. That's your DNA. You You collected an infection like a venereal disease along the way. I'm not kidding you, because you gave yourself over to other lovers other than the one true God who had the final copy of how to live your life and to succeed. But you gave your life over to all these other teachers, all this other crap, all these other shortcuts that didn't work. So this weekend was a reset weekend, and this is what I'm going to say to you. I told you at the beginning of this session, you're going to have to convince yourself, sell yourself, close yourself on a vision. You're going to have to close yourself on sticking it out. You're going to have to close yourself on not giving up. You're going to have to close yourself that you can become 2%, you can become financially independent, that you can become wealthy, that you can have a wealth of relationships, that you will have harmony in your life, that you can have the kind of life that you want to live, whether that's the fast car or that's the long, peaceful walks on your lake. Whether that's having fun most of the time. Amen. Doesn't matter what your definition is, but you have the opportunity to define it, and you're going to have to sell yourself on staying on that course. So I want to help you do that right this minute. There are people that have gone before you, a people who are not trying to succeed, but a people that are giving it their best to succeed. A people that aren't trying to pay off their debt, they are a people who are paying off their debt. They're not a people who are trying to be a job dommer. They are doing their best to dominate the job market. They're not trying to build a business. They're giving it their best to build a business. Each one of them are on a different journey and a different level of success based on where they've started and what they've put into it. If you've been to more than one First Steps to Success, raise your hand. If you've been to more than one First Step success and you have either paid off debt or increased your income, stand to your feet and get on that stage. Thank you. I'm excited for you.
There's a lot of exciting things.
Mm-hmm. Start crowding in front, guys. Crowd in, crowd in, crowd in. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. You guys should start crowding in the front. Guys on the left and the right, squeeze. Just start making layers. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Both sides, squeeze. What do you see? That's results. That's results in the financial category. That's the results just in the financial. So between work and money. These people have paid off debt and or increased their income. But here's the thing I want to prove to you. Because you're going to shatter every single one of your excuses right this minute. How many of you have been to more than one First Steps to Success? How many of you have been to more than two? More than three? More than four? More than five? Six, seven, eight, nine, ten? Now this has to do a lot with time. How many of you, could put your hands down, how many of you gave 1 year of your life? I'm not there yet. Hasn't even been a year yet, right? Hasn't been a year yet. So there are some that have been here for a year or more. They haven't missed an event. What that doesn't mean, they have not missed an event. They plugged into every single event. How many of you paid off debt? How many of you increased your income? How? We taught you how. We taught you how. How many of you press play? How many of you press play every day? Okay, listen. That is a team that's just a little bit ahead of you. But let's keep going. How many of you are African American? Raise your hands. Asians. Hispanics. Doesn't matter what your race is. You can pay off debt and raise your income. Doesn't matter what your race is. How many of you are 20 years old and younger? Yeah. 30 years old and younger. 40 years old and younger. 50 years old. Put your hands down. Who is 60 years old in the 60-year-old category? So it doesn't matter what your age is. Doesn't matter what your age is. How many of you did not graduate from high school? Okay, kids, you had kids. It's not time yet. Of the adults who did not graduate from high school, you got Kevin Mead, who was just on that stage giving his story. Okay? Who on here that is an adult has no more than an eighth grade education? Can someone grab me the microphone on the sides over there? There should be one over there or one over there. No mic there? There's one right there. Awesome. Thank you, love. The battery's almost dead on this. Eighth grade education. Tell your story.
Prior to plugging into DannyJohnson.com in 2011, I was suicidal. Our marriage was a wreck. And, yeah, like, we hated each other. My children hated us. We were drowning in debt. Since plugging in, we've paid off $602,000. By We're online to be debt-free by December of next year. I actually homeschool my children now when we couldn't stand each other. And our marriage has been completely restored. And we can't have enough time together anymore. So, yeah.
Hand it to your husband. You are a completely different woman. You are a completely different woman. I remember 2011.
And I was the one that was drugged here by him. I did not want to be here. I was sitting in, it was a long, narrow, like this, short, like this. I was sitting in the back with my elbows implanted in my knees. I did not want to be here. And Danny would say something, and I'm like, no. And then she would say something, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, no, I'm not supposed to be here. And by, that was 2 days' events, and by the end of Sunday, he's like, what do you think? You want to go to Dynasty? Because Dynasty was the next one, and I'm like, I'm in. So we committed a year and completely changed our lives. So, yeah.
So something else that I was able to do is I was able to kick some really bad habits that I had that I used to dull my pain. When I would come home, I would make sure that I would drink enough alcohol before I'd go home to my wife so that I wouldn't strangle her and the children so that I could cope with life. I was able to, within 6 months, I think it was about 6 months after we started coming here, I was able to increase my business, my current business now still, that I was about to lose before we came here. I was able to increase it by 300% in sales, in gross sales. But I've increased it much more than that now. I was able to hire, she always talks about duplication. I despised duplication when I came here, because I didn't want anybody to be better than me. So I didn't want a manager to help me manage, but I do have a manager now. For the last 3 years now, I have a manager that helps me. And duplication is amazing.
It gives you a life!
And we have, we've been known to be the weird ones in the community ever since 2011. And I got to say something that just happened about 30 minutes ago here at the event. We had some people that came here from our community this weekend. And they, we had a conversation about 30 minutes ago. They're not here anymore now. They left because they had to get going, but anyway, they're not in the room here anymore, and it actually makes it easier for me to say this because they're not in here. But they admitted to me before they left here about 30 minutes ago that we were always the weird ones in the community, which we knew that, but they said they understand now why they thought we were weird, and they didn't. There was like 10 people in that group that just left, something like that, from our community at home, and there was a few of them that said they didn't even have a desire to be in my presence because I was such a whack job. I was so weird. I did things so weird, and so the way I dress and the way I look and the way I act and the way I live my life was just stupid. It was the stupidest thing that I ever heard of. They didn't even want to be around me. And they admitted that to me just today now, that they have more respect for me now than they ever, they don't know, they just, I don't know. So I've been extremely humbled today when they admitted that to me. But I just encourage everybody in this room to be weird. I mean, it's okay. I did it for 7 years, and today I had a breakthrough.
Yep.
They admitted that they understand now.
They want to be weird just like you now, I guess. Paying off $600,000 worth of debt, growing a business 300%.
I have one quick thing I want to share for those of you that have children here. It pays to bring them here. Our 16-year-old bought his first rental a month before he got 17. And he went into the loan officer, formed her. He did all of his own paperwork. We obviously had to co-sign because he was under 18. And she's like, oh, that's no problem giving you a loan. She's like, how old are you? He's like, well, I'm not quite 17. She thought he was 21. So, yeah. And all of our daughter is almost to get her first rental.
That's amazing. So that's legacy. Okay, so I just showed you those who didn't graduate from high school. Have an 8th grade education. Who came to this seminar 7 years ago. Gave minimum their first year of their life. It's 7 years later, they're still here. Multiplied growth in their business, healed their marriage, now are grooming their next generation for success. How many kids? 4 kids. How many of you did not go to college? But they're a part of a different type of a university. And they're up there because they've done what? Paid off debt or increased their income. How many of you do have a college degree? So we just saw people who didn't graduate from high school, people who have an 8th grade education, people who graduated from high school and went to college. So it doesn't matter what your educational level is. What matters is the personal investment in self-education is what has brought these guys this results. And a master's degree and your PhD. How many of you have brought people with you to these events? How many of you have brought family members to the events? Co-workers? Church members? Why? Because they exist. They're reaching out to other people. They're not keeping this to themselves. They're reaching out to other people to bring people along to make a difference. And orphans are being fed. The poor is being taken care of. Kids are coming out of being sex trafficked. Do you understand? All of that is happening because we exist. That's the power of what can happen. How many have been to 10 or more First Step Success events? That's 10 or more. 20 or more. 30 or more. 50. These are not groupies. These are not roadies. These are people who have continually invested into their education to keep themselves on track, to root out the bad, bad habits and bad training they've had from the past through the repetition being the mother of skill. And they're on that stage because they have results. They're not groupies and roadies. This is not entertainment for these people. This group that is on stage have paid off $23,225,000 worth of debt. $23,225,208 of debt. $23 million worth of debt. Now here's the big question, Mr. Mayor of your city, how many people have you helped to pay off debt? Mr. Governor of your state, how many people have you helped to pay off debt? Mr. Senator, Congressman, Mr. President, the current president, the last president, the last president, the last president, how many people have you helped to pay off debt right here in Washington, D.C., in the nation's capital? We have helped millions of people pay off hundreds of millions of dollars worth of debt. All from what? An uneducated former hoe, druggie, dumbass. So if this former hoe, druggie, dumbass can help a group of people pay off debt and increase their income, then what can you smart people do? Uneducated, grew up on the wrong side of the tracks, didn't know up from down, suicidal. This is one small percentage of our team that spans the globe. This is one tiny little portion, probably 0.01% of the people that have been plugged into this all these years. The question is, what will you do with the information you just got? And will you remain in the seats or will you remain up here? What I want to add to this group of people are the people who came here with not a financial issue being the number one thing that had to change in their life. But you've been to more than one First Step success, and your relationships was the biggest debt and deficit in your life, and you have made improvements in those areas, then get off your seat and join your team on stage. Because now I'm going to ask a much more important question than money. How many of you have healed your personal relationships, many of your personal relationships in your life? How many of your marriages got restored? A restored marriage, that's legacy. That's a home that was broken that is no longer. Is it perfect? No. Is it what it was? No. It's better. How many of you restored relationships with your kids? How many of you are creating a dynasty grads? You're like, what the heck is creating a dynasty? Creating a dynasty is our advanced leadership conference. It makes what you just went through at First Step Success look like kindergarten. Really. You just scratched the surface here. You just got introduced to basic terms here. Creating a dynasty is when you start to implement those terms and you run through exercises. In fact, I do very little speaking there. You are given an assignment in a group And you work these things out. So you start to get the muscle memory for how to do these things, how to communicate and speak those four languages of gems. You take the time to actually design your life. You literally take the time to figure out what I want my life to look like. We spend 3 hours designing what you want that life to look like. Instead of go do this at home, no, we do it here together. This is where I coach through each one of these exercises and fine-tuning your communication skills and financial things and time management things and leadership. It's all on leadership, leading the home and leading in the marketplace. So it's like getting a PhD versus you just graduated through kindergarten. Okay, big, big, big difference. The next one is in 4 weeks from this weekend, and it's in Orlando, Florida. That's where it's at, Orlando, Florida in 4 weeks. How many of you been to Creating a Dynasty? Why? Those people who are over there are all in. Do you understand? They are all in. That's why they have those results. Do you want those results? Who is in these seats that wants those kind of results? You want those results. You just heard what they've done. How many of you still screw up? And they're going to keep screwing up. I still screw up. The key is that these events keep us accountable. And we're making progress and pushing the ball down the court little by little every single month. Little by little every day. Little by little every week. Do you understand? That's why we press play. To keep us on track a little by little, a little by little, a little by little. How many of you can do a little by little, a little by little, a little by little? Everybody can do a little by little. If you try to do big giant steps, you end up quitting. But one small thing at a time is totally doable. So if this group can pay off $23 million, and by the way, how many of you have reduced your stress? Anybody out there want to reduce your stress? Is it proof that what you've finished learning through and what's next at Creating a Dynasty is proof that you can reduce your stress based on those hands? Yeah. So this is not a guess. This isn't even a risk. This isn't on trial. They're the proof. So the question is, what will you do? All I know is I am so proud and happy to do life with all of you. That's what I know. I am so happy that my family gets to be around you. Do you hear what I'm saying? If you didn't exist, I would be a hermit. I would. I wouldn't go anywhere. I wouldn't leave my house. I'd be a super depressed person. And I would have no hope in our future. I'd have no hope that the world would ever become a better place. I'd have no hope that our nation would ever become great again. I'd have no hope at all. But wherever I go and you are there, all I hear is how awesome you are. It gives me hope. How many of you have participated in helping to build either, well, let me see, 1,000 homes? Helping kids get out of the sex trade. Helping kids out of the sex trade. How many of you have fed some orphans? How many of you have helped some homeless? How many of you have helped Israel? So the diagram I wrote on the board. How many of you come from corporate America? How many of you are as an entrepreneur? How many of you come from the educational world? Who was in prison? there any of you pressing play in your house for other people to join you in it? So the diagram I wrote on the board, you are now seeing the faces that are behind it. So this is happening and will continue to happen with or without you. Don't you want to be a part of something great? Could you imagine if presidents of nations did this? Could you imagine if presidents of nations did this? That they actually put a focus on helping their citizens' lives change. Could you imagine if pastors around the world, pastors, where are you? Dave. This one over there. Could you imagine if the leadership, if heads of companies did this? Could you imagine if head of corporations once a week held a class helping their employees to get out of debt? Could you imagine if the managers did? Could you imagine if the rich in their own cities said, come on over, we want to help our city succeed? Just think about all the places of influence that if they did what this former ho is doing. Well, guess what? We ain't going to make them do it, but by golly, I'm going to do everything I can to raise up people in those places that are going to do it. And they're the proof. They're the proof. So, these guys have changed lives. Their life has been changed, and they're changing lives. Give them a hand as they go back to their seats. And now I would like for you to put your eyes on this screen, and I want you to imagine that the words that you are hearing, that they are coming from you. I want you to picture where you're at right now. Because again, right, if you can't picture it, you're not going to achieve it. So you have to have an imagination. Kind of almost have to fantasize a little bit, if you will. You have to imagine. Let the imagination, which by the way is a gift from God. It's a gift from God. And we've given our imagination over to the television. So I want you to let your imagination run wild, that when you watch these people on the screen and you hear these words, I want you to imagine that one day you're on that screen and you're saying these words. Go for it.
I heard that creating a dynasty was just 10 times more explosive and more results driven. So it was the promise of results, that if I just attended and I applied, then the results that I was after would be produced.
Everything that we learned at First Steps, when we applied it, within days, I mean, we're not even talking weeks, within days, started to radically transform our life. So if we had such great success in that, we knew we had to try the next level.
Dynasty was the key to leadership, you know, and that was a skill that I hadn't learned yet.
Dynasty was the obvious next step for me. I learned a lot at First Steps, and I knew that this would give me the opportunity to advance that skill set into a lot better place than where it currently was at that time.
Dynasty takes it to another level. It takes it, I can't even say a step further. It takes it hundreds of steps further.
Creating a dynasty is where you really get to put the skills that you've learned at First Steps to Success into practice. It's like First Steps to Success in high gear, kicking it up a notch. And your learning is at a much, much higher level, so you can come out and produce even bigger results.
I describe it like the difference between going to a lecture and going to a workshop. And if the lecture was good, imagine what happens when you get to turn around and the mentor stands over your shoulders and shows you how to use those tools, how to put it into action.
You get to practice it, you get to really hone it, and it makes it stick in your head and it becomes part of you.
You build very unique relationship with those people in that group. the encouragement that people receive through participating in those group exercises, I have never seen it anywhere else. That's something so unique to this particular training. I think just this alone is worth the travel, the time, and the money.
The skills that you're building by working in groups at Dynasty, there's just no way to get that kind of practice. There's no way to get that level of interaction in a safe place like Dynasty does it.
The scripts that you're given, the activation and the practicing, it's truly a mandatory for life. It's giving you the tools to succeed.
At First Step Success, you learn the skills to pay off debt. At Creating a Dynasty, you learn the skills to create wealth.
You know, you get the unique opportunity to ask questions and to have their wisdom come at you from a number of different angles. And I don't know of anywhere else in the world where you find millionaires, people who are significantly successful in their industries, who would take your questions.
I've been able to take that cash that I've gotten from that my primary business and actually start investing it and learning how to actually grow the money too. Not just knowing how to make the money, but knowing how to grow the money. Two totally different things, completely different skill sets.
We left Creating a Dynasty, and within 10 days, I had more business than I had the previous 6 months.
We've paid off over $160,000 in debt. We've gained the skills and the tools to be better communicators in our marriage.
We learned at Creating a Dynasty how to maintain our focus on what we've learned. And as a result, we paid off over $260,000 in just over 2.5 years. We became completely debt-free.
Our business sells to almost $2 million a month in sales volume. We've paid off for over $400,000 of the debt.
My wife, my whole life changed. My relationships with my children have changed. And I'm a better man. I know what honor is now. And, well, sure, my income has tripled. But that's not the important part. The important part is there is life here. There is growth here. You can't come to these events. You can't keep coming to these events without growing.
We've gone from, you know, $69 a month to $65,000 a month. But I fully believe that has everything to do with it had to start at the grassroots in our household. You know, and the same skills that I used in my to help repair, that Chad and I used to help repair what was going on there, has gone out and created restoration in our community and in the influence that we've had. And it has ripple affected, all because of the communication skills that are taught here that we got to practice here in a safe environment.
Within the first year of coming to First Steps and Creating a Dynasty, I was able to double the income of my home-based business, probably within the first 30 days, which was so profound to me. I'd never imagined doing that.
I went from working 5 days a week down to 3 days a week, from 60 hours a week down to 27 hours a week. And the best part is that I ended up making more money with less time invested.
The skills that you learn here help you to have a ride at a different altitude. And that's why I keep coming back, because I want to put myself in an environment that challenges me. Because that Friday, Saturday, Sunday will pass by anyway. And what will I have done with those 3 days?
It's hardly any investment in comparison to what it's cost me to not attend, to not make the journey. So if I compare the results of what I've achieved since I started attending to the money that was wasted, that wasn't applied to creating wealth, to create a legacy, it's a no-brainer.
Give yourself the opportunity, the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, to do something that is going to change your life forever. What you see from the outside, like Danny says, it's just a little bit easy. However, that little bit is just going to completely change everything about your life.
It comes down to really how serious you are. It comes down to how committed you are to waking up 1 year from today and not having the same life, and not having the same problems, and not having the same debt, and not having the same job. You know, these literally is everything that changed for us. So I think that if you're serious about that, you know, looking ahead and knowing that you don't want to be in this place that you are right now a year from now or 6 months from now, then you got to get to Dynasty.
Yeah. for some of you, it's like a family home video. Like everyone's cheering for the people they know in there. I love it. Oh, man. You know what I love about that is that I've known all those people back when they were failing. I remember their questions, their struggles, the tears, the worry, the anxiety, the addictions, the hatred they had for their spouses, the uncertainty. It's just so amazing to see what can happen in a human being when they make a decision. How many of you are already registered for the Orlando First Steps to Success? I mean, the Orlando Creating a Dynasty event. Okay. So all these people are already registered. So here's what we have for you. If you, this is the wrong one. It's awesome. No, this is the right one. Oh, that's why. Sorry. This is the correct one. So the event is taking place May 18th, 19th, and 20th. May 18th through the 20th. The event on the website, if you leave here and you go to register for Dynasty, it's going to be $24.95 on the website if you leave here. If you register at that back table, the price is not $24.95. It's not even $2,000. It's not even $1,800. It's not $1,500. The problem is that we started this event with 140 seats left for Creating a Dynasty, but there's no longer 140 seats left because people have been registering through the weekend. So there's less than 140 seats left, and the price that we can give you here today is $895. So $895 is your price for that ticket. So you might want to take one of, and it's less than 140 seats that are available. So you might want to get up out of your seat now and go back there and get your tickets immediately, because you do not want to miss this. Give these people a hand who are stepping up and taking control over their lives, taking advantage of that price of $895 for their ticket. If you've got that thing going on in your belly right now that says, oh my gosh, I need to go, I need to go, I need to go. Does anybody here have that feeling inside their belly? Then you might want to put your hand up if that's your, get up and go do it. If you start thinking, if you're thinking about like, how am I going to pay for this? Stop thinking. It's time to take action. Action kills fear. Once you take action, all the details always seem to work themselves out. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed that when you stop to think, details get bigger? But when you take action, everything always works itself out, right? So if you're having that thing in your belly that, who's already registered again? Okay. So these people are going to be with us in Orlando. And yes, so that's it. Okay, cool. So also, I told you yesterday that the Dallas First Step Success, if you registered while you were last night, then you got the ticket for $399. There's an email that actually is going out to announce it, and then that ticket next is going to be $499. So if you haven't gotten that next ticket to First Steps to Success, we recommend that you certainly do. And also to let you know, no matter what we say, there are those three types of people, and those are the people who like to think, to contemplate, to reevaluate, or the people that say thanks but no thanks. If you're still thinking, you've been thinking your entire life, and what is there to think about? You want to think about staying in the 98%, or do you want to start moving towards that 2% decision that you've made? That's the thing you got to ask yourself. Like, okay, this is it. This is decision time. This is that time where I have to pick which path I'm actually going to go on. This is commitment level time. And you saw all those results on this stage, right? So nothing's on trial. So it doesn't matter what you got going on. I've had people change their wedding date to get to creating a dynasty. No joke. I've also had people get married the night before, show up on Thursday night in their wedding outfits, registering for creating a dynasty. No joke. What a way to start your marriage. Think about it. What a way to start your marriage, right? How many of you wish you started your marriage just with this? It's pretty amazing. So anyway, yeah. Okay, the third type person is the one that we're looking for, and that's the people that are going to make that commitment to going all in, all the way, and pressing play every day. Pressing play every day. Who's going to give it their best shot to press play every day, 6 days a week? Okay. The other thing I want to see you do is help other people to press play every day. Help other people. Just have somebody else press play. You're going to tell somebody else, go to DannyJohnson.com, watch that show. You say, hey, get this app. There's some great financial teaching on here. Or whatever teaching it is that you're, when you're forming them, you're finding out what their needs are, then you can direct them to press play. And then just follow up with them. And as you do that, again, that's a funnel that we were talking about earlier. And when that happens, now you're building relationship according to what their goals are, what their needs are, what their strengths are, and where they want to go, right? Okay, awesome. Okay, so also, how many of you think that our world needs a change? Cool. How many of you are going to be a part of doing something about it? And how many of you that are going to be a part of doing something about it know that that can't be just your life, but it has to be the lives of other people as well, right? One life at a time. We believe that we can change the world one life at a time. One life at a time. We're not looking for a big group. We're just looking for one life at a time. And if all of us are like ants, and we leave here and go, like we just spread out everywhere, press play, press play, press play. We know the results of people pressing play, especially pressing play every day. So when people get introduced to a message that causes them to take action, when they take action is when they start seeing different results. Okay? So what I want to do right now is I want to take this opportunity to thank a few people who have brought people. First of all, I want to thank every single person here, especially those who have flown from another nation. We have people who flew from Hungary, from Africa, right? From Australia, from New Zealand. That's a long trip, a long ways to fly away from. And to come here, to have all that time taken away from work, we really, really appreciate the work that it took for you to be able to attend the event, and not to mention the different time zone that you've been on, especially Australia. It's completely flipped. It's 3:30 in the morning for Australia right now. No, more than that. It's the middle of the night. 14 hours. Anyway, 14 hours. It's still the middle of the night. Yeah, it's the middle of the night in Australia, and that's the time zone that, first of all, Digby's been on the entire weekend. So when he's been up during the day, his body is saying, you're supposed to be sleeping, fool. Do you know what I'm saying? Those that come from Europe, it's a little bit easier, but they start to shut down around 3 o'clock in the afternoon because that's about super late at night. But I understand because I travel around the world, so that time zone thing can just wreak havoc on the physical body. And so I'm really, really grateful for what it took for those of you who came from far away to be able to do that. The other thing is those of you who, you know, some of you spent your last penny to get here. Some of you came here, it took selling something to get here. Some of you, when you arrived here, you didn't know where you were going to stay or what you were going to eat. And yet provision came and helped you along the way. So I just really want to thank you for being here and all the investment that it took to do that. And if you brought somebody for the very first time, you brought a brand new person, can you stand to your feet, please? It's awesome. I know there's a lot of people who have attempted to bring brand new people here this weekend. It's a bit of a skill to close somebody on coming to a weekend. And I'm super grateful for those of you that did give it your best shot to bring a friend, a family member, or a coworker to come and join us for the weekend. But these people who are standing actually was able to close somebody to make it happen. And so amazing job. Thanks so much for reaching out and reaching into other people's lives and making a difference. You took a risk on us. You took a risk on the whole community and a risk on the weekend by putting your reputation out on the line to say, hey, you need to be here. You need to come to this. So thank you for picking up the phone, dialing, however which way that you did it. I know some people even put themselves out to advertise on our behalf, which is wild to me that people would do that. Some of you sent messages on Facebook and sent out videos, and some of you worked hard like every day, like this was your focus, was to bring a lot of people to the event because you really care about the quality of the life of those that you work with and that you live with. So thanks for doing that. If you brought two or more, stay standing. The rest sit down. Nice job. That's awesome. Double the results is what you got. And I love it. There's a bunch from that went to Israel that you guys managed to get people here. That's so awesome. I just want to go back. I want to go back with the same people. It was like the best trip ever. Thanks so much. Having two or more, if you brought three or more, stay standing. The rest sit down. No way, man. That's awesome. Good job. We had an 8-week run for the last event that was 8 weeks ago to today. And so having three or more people here was, you know, pretty good effort. One every 2 weeks, basically, that they were able to close. Four or more, stay standing. The rest sit down. Okay. So we lost a couple. How many did you guys bring? Five. Give them a hand. Five brand new people here, first timers. Great job. And then I think what's left is who had lunch with me today. So if I can get the ladies up here that we had lunch together to come on up, please. I don't know where the third one is. Tragic. Oh, her especially. That just sucks for her. She'd be bummed. She's a sapphire. So recognition and being on stage and all that stuff would have been like, aw. Anyway, what I would love for the two of you guys to do is I want you to demonstrate how to tell your 30-second story.
Prior to First Steps to Success.
Real close.
I was plugging into the free training, and I got results. I went from $0 a month to $600 a month in 2 years' time. Then I decided that I would plug in and come to a live training. I doubled my closing ratios the first week back by learning gems, and that I was talking to a pearl and not a ruby. And then I paid off over $47,000 of debt with my husband and I following the 15 months that followed that first training. And today, I make a six-figure income, yearly income, working from home part-time, maybe 5 hours a week.
And you have how many kids?
8 kids.
Who homeschools 3 of them. So her income went from $600 to 6 figures. Yep. Hitting every event, bringing people with her. How many people have you brought to these events?
This weekend, we had 23 of us, I think.
Yep. And then, like, throughout the last couple of years, how many people?
Since April, my goodness, it's been, every event's been, you know, we started at 11, and then the next one was 15, and the next was 20, and we've been kind of consistently just slowly growing the numbers since April of 2017.
So, April of 2017, so it's a year ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so why do you bring all these people here?
Because I finally got the vision in April of 2017 that if I was going to reach any of these goals, it would take a team.
And now my vision has changed from that to impacting and changing lives instead of being so self-centered and focused on my results. Mm-hmm. Kind of how I started my home business.
So what changes have you seen in the lives of those who have you brought with you?
Increased income, restored marriages, better relationships with their children and their families. Big differences in that, actually.
Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
Like I want to keep doing this.
5 hours a week, six figures, changing lives every single week. So awesome job. So proud of you. Thanks for that effort and joining us on that adventure right there, which is awesome.
So prior to my first steps to success, I was broken. My marriage was a mess. We were fighting all the time. We were drowning in over $250,000 in debt. We had nothing. We owned nothing. We stepped into our first step to success and got a big wake-up call. We went to the back because we wanted to register for Dynasty, and our credit card was totally maxed out. We got denied. But thankfully, that team worked with us, and we actually cashed in our retirement to train for the next 2 years. In those 2 years, my marriage was restored. We paid off $125,000 in debt. My husband increased our household income by $35,000. There was peace. We owned our own home. We had a rental home. We owned our cars. And we had babies. And then I took a break. I got distracted. I got unfocused. I went to this trainer and that trainer, spent $125,000 and got less than $10,000 in results. But I smartened up May 2015. I've been back since May of 2015. And then I got the vision, as you said, it's not about me, it's about bringing my team. Since then, five of my team members have stood on this stage because their lives have changed. One of my best friends over there, her marriage has been changed. After 10 years, my girlfriend of 25 years finally came. And in 2.5 years, our total is $369,000. My husband just got a job increasing our income $120,000 a year. And our sales volume went up over $1 million a year in our home business from bringing people and having people better than me in my business. That's my story.
Amazing. $125,000 of distraction and made 10 grand from that. You come home, because this is the place you originally learned, you come home and those results are crazy. It did not cost you $125,000 over the last 2 years of First Step Success and creating a dynasty event. How many people, Mary, have you brought through these training seminars in the last 2 years? And through your influence, how many people have come?
We tried to calculate that, but it's hundreds and hundreds. We know it's over 300. And of those peoples and their parents and family members, we think it might be close to 1,000 people.
Yep.
Through the 10 years.
Yep. And you've had your team, like, you've had crazy stories pop up inside of your organization.
Just like 30 days and, you know, $4,000 in debt gone. Team member working 60-plus hours, cutting down to 10 hours, making so much more money. Restoration in their marriages. Jeremy's story that you heard of his family. Marriages, friends and family, meeting your loved one. You know, it's just crazy.
Did you ever imagine when you came home in 2015 that this would be happening in your life?
No. You know, my own brother-in-law, his family is completely restored today. He never wanted to have any more kids. He left here, apologized to his wife, got his life right with God, was given a home, a beautiful $120,000 home. They have a new baby. I mean, it's just story after story after story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty awesome. So thank you, girls, ladies, for being such great leaders for your people. Amazing example in which you guys set. If you're working with them, you are very blessed. Very, very blessed. They are awesome leaders. And by the way, Mary only works part-time also. That's another thing she learned how to do while here. Okay, so I'm wondering if you would be willing to do us a real quick favor. I want you to pull out your phone. What? How many of you, okay, Chad, I want you to pull out your phone. Don't do anything with it yet. Not yet. Chad, can you play that next video? Watch this. And Mona, I need you, please. On 1,000 homes, and there's a team that's going to be going. There's a team that's going to be going to Nicaragua. I want to give you an email address if you would like to come with your family to Nicaragua for a week with us and be able to help build homes, teach English, and whatever else skill it is that you have that you want to impart into the poor to help get them out of their situation. You can email us at Nika, N-I-K-A, at DannyJohnson.com. Nika is an affectionate term that is used in Nicaragua. That's what they call themselves. That's what they call their country, is Nika. So N-I-C-A, what did I say? N-I-C-A at DannyJohnson.com. Okay, also, Israel, how many of you missed the Israel trip in March? How many of you missed it and regretted it? Especially after you all saw all the pictures. Okay, the next Israel trip is taking place in March. The end of March, mid to the end of March. The last couple weeks of March is when the next Israel trip will be. And so if you want an invitation for that, if you want to be considered for that trip, we're only taking Dynasty grads on that trip. I'm not taking non-Dynasty grads on that trip. So Dynasty grads, you're the only ones that qualify for it. You're the only ones that'll get an invitation for it. If you plan on going to Dynasty and you want to go to Israel, in March, israel@DannyJohnson.com. If you want information on it, you want the dates, you want the pricing, it's going to be between $5,500 and $6,000 is about what that is. And that includes airfare, food, everything. It's 11 straight day, adventure. In Israel, if you've ever had a dream to go, you want to go to that. So that email us at israel@DannyJohnson.com. Last, the reason why you have your phone out, okay? The reason why you have your phone, and by the way, we only have limited on both Nika and Israel, okay? It can't be 800 people. We take small groups in both of these, on these trips. When we do trips together like this, they're just small little groups. Trying to move 800 people place to place is not an option. It's an option for somebody else, but it ain't for us. So, yeah. So if you have any bit of interest and that's something that you want to do, you might want to send us that email immediately. Now, will you please leave us a review for the weekend? Will you leave us a review? Do we have an answer? We don't. Jen, I need an answer. You don't have cell coverage? You don't have cell coverage in here? Outside the doors you do, but in here you don't. That's freaking great. What's the Wi-Fi password? And everything goes, and everything dies. That's awesome. That sucks. Do we have a link? Do we have direction to give them on how they leave us a review on First Steps to Success?
Watch carefully.
What did he say?
Watch carefully, please. I'm going to try to make this as clean and clear as I can. Okay. Did I say try? I'm so sorry. I'm going to show you what's up. If you would, go to shop.dannyjohnson.com, and then you're going to go to this tab that says events. You're going to go to the second one down. It says First Steps to Success. You're going to end up on a page that's going to look a little something like this. You're going to go to register now. You're going to register again. And down here, you see this little gray box right here in the corner? Look at that. Isn't that fabulous? It says, write a review. You're going to click on that. It's going to take you right here. So where you see this write a review, you get this form. Okay. When you're on this page, down here in the bottom right-hand
corner.
Okay, look.
See, it says 185 reviews. We need you guys to change that to 1,000.
See that?
The goal is to get that to 1,000 reviews. Okay? So, yeah. So right there on the bottom, it says write a review. Right there. Right there. It's hard to see a little tiny thing in the trigger. Yeah.
What if I were to do
we
something?
We need to make a screenshot and circle it. Not right now, but at some point.
So.
Okay? Yeah. So can you please write us a review? Help us get that number to 1,000 reviews. We want 1,000, at least 1,000 reviews. I would love to see eventually there's 100,000 reviews on that thing. And then any one of the tools that you have participated with, please leave us a review. That's how many of you read reviews that determine whether or not you're going to participate with something? Do you understand? So, and how many of you have websites where people can leave reviews? But how many of you don't leave reviews? If you want people to leave reviews, you better start leaving reviews. You know what I'm saying? Okay, and then this is a quick form. It's a quick feedback form. We would love to hear from you because your opinion really matters to all of us. So please just take about 5 minutes to fill this out, and then I'm going to give you a couple quick things to focus on before we're leaving the event tonight. So just take a couple minutes. If you feel like we've helped you at all, please be willing to help us serve you better and fill that out. Mona's laugh. Okay, who's done filling out those forms? Well, perfect. Let's pass them in. Perfect. Micha, why don't you collect as they're passed in? What are you laughing at? Yes, I'm not an artist. I suck at art. But I have a son who can draw your face perfectly. Yeah.
Hey, Danny.
Yes, sir.
I have a better way to leave a review if you'd like me to show it.
I can't hear you.
I have a better way for them to leave a review online if you'd like me to show it to them.
Oh, you have a better way.
I have a better way.
It would be
way,
an even better way if they could get on the internet.
Well, what if I just give it to them and they can take it with them and get better internet in another part of the building?
10% of them will leave a review, but it's better than nothing. Okay, what's the better way for them to leave a review? Anybody else want to help collect these forms? Can you help? Yeah. Let's pass in all the forms to the center and then, yeah, and we'll get these collected so we can move on. Gots to move. Go ahead, Chad, show us what it is so we can get my face off the screen. Would be great.
If you will go to DannyJohnson.com/FSTS.
First steps to success.
Yeah, FSTS-review. So first steps to success-review. So FSTS-review, it will take you to this page. Thank you, Derek Schmidt.
DannyJohnson.com/... forward slash.
Yep.
F as in first. S as in steps. T as in two. S as in success.
Dash.
Review. Pam, I would be glad to do it one more time. DannyJohnson.com. Thank you. In fact, Chad, what I would like for you to do is make a slide of this moving forward. Okay, so it's DannyJohnson.com/FSTS-REVIEW. Is that correct, Chad?
That is correct.
Thank you so very much. Danny, she can't read my writing. Johnson. I always do that with my N. Danny Johnson. Because we're here in the Northeast. I like being in the Northeast. Now, many of you are probably wondering, what the heck is that drawing on the board? It's a hair dryer. Any other guesses? It's a cell phone charger and a hair dryer. It's a New York girl. A drill? A gun? A taser. It's a taser. What? You're going to say, she just said, I'm not going to say what it looks like because it's kind of inappropriate. Well, you right, girl. Okay. And little Jack here had a wrong image of that. I'm so sorry. Because I'm not an artist at all. I suck at art. And that's why I sucked at geometry. Yeah, geometry to me is like art. Yeah, geometry have these figures that do things, like they float on the page. My brain is flat. Okay, so here's what I want to, here's last thing I want to help you with. Okay, we've been talking about a few things all through the weekend, repetition being the mother of skill, right? And I want you to know that, this is, by the way, thank you for spending the 27th year anniversary for First Steps to Success with us. You were the group that was chosen for that. So cool. So cool. When I started out 30 years ago in business, I most certainly did not picture this. You know, this is not where I thought I would end up. This was not in my plans. My plan was to get out of debt. My plan was to make $100,000 a year, maybe in 20 years. Remember I said that? I got started on a failure equation. Okay, it's now just been, 30 years, right? And so obviously I made far more than $100,000 way before the 20 years was up. But it took us a while to learn how to keep $100,000. It took us a while to get out of the habit of that spending foolishly on things and learning the difference between investing and spending. It took us a while. It also took me a while before I wasn't afraid to be communicating with people. It took me a while before I was no longer afraid to talk in front of people. These things take a while, and if you're persistent and you're willing to learn, then you can learn to do absolutely anything. So it's a matter of what time are you willing to spend to learn a new skill? What time are you willing to spend to learn to master a thing? And then picking what really makes sense to master. Think about that. Think about that. What do I want to master? What do I want to be good at? What do I want to get better at? When are the two of you getting married, by the way? You put a ring on her finger? You did. Awesome. Good job. Good job, Robert. Okay, and the date is? That's awesome. You're going through classes. So when is the date for the wedding? Hopefully before September. Hopefully before September. Hopefully before September. Say again. Before September. There's still no commitment. Does that mean August? By the way, I didn't say it. Am I supposed to say it? Hot marriage? I'm not supposed to say it. I am supposed to say it. It's what? It's not on the site yet. The ink is not dry yet on the contract, so I can't tell you. I can give you dates. Can we give dates? 14th, 15th, and 16th of September. September 14th, 15th, and 16th. Why is the ink not dry yet? Are we having some challenges in negotiating the contract? The final stuff? Okay. How much did you start saving? A lot. Yeah. Did you say you need to pack for Hawaii a lot? Is that what you said? You need to save that much money. Yes, you need to save like a beautiful vacation money. Yeah. Yeah. Go sell a bunch of crap too. Yeah. Go sell a bunch of crap too. Hot Marriage Secrets is for Dynasty grads. So at Dynasty we will announce the place we're doing this. I don't want to say city. It's not a city, it's a place. Yeah. It's a destination. We're going to a destination to set our marriages on fire. Hot, hot, hot. The whole point of Hot Marriage Secrets, by the way, is that how many of you did not get married to have a boring marriage? But do you know that majority of the people do? Majority of the marriages, people are bored. I know this. I've actually polled people myself. We did our own study and found that majority of the people said their marriage was boring or average? Okay. Marriage was okay. So guess what the destination of an okay marriage or a boring marriage is? Divorce. Just a matter of time. It's a divorce. Just a matter of time. That's the path. That road of boring and average leads to a divorce. How many of you do not want that? Yeah. So you got to get off that path. You got to get on a hot marriage path. And you're in the hot marriage pass right now. You have to graduate the first steps. You have to be a Creating a Dynasty graduate in order to qualify for Hot Marriage Secrets. So that's the path. So hot marriage is coming up September 14th, 15th, and 16th. I will let you know the location when we see you at Creating a Dynasty. It is limited seating also. It's not, we don't have a space for, it's not this big. it's not this big at all. It's almost half. Yeah, little more than half. So the last time we announced Hot Marriage Secrets, it got filled in 2 weeks. So like that. Say what? Is it going to be offered for singles too? Yeah, we'll do that again. Yeah, that worked out great. You guys did a wonderful, you guys were wonderful to work with. So singles are welcome there, but it is not a singles event. It is a marriage event. So we have people who come that are single because they have a plan of getting married and they want to do it right. You know what I mean? They want to equip themselves and prepare themselves for doing that right. All right, let's talk about this beautiful image on the board. My art is wonderful today. I think actually that's the best I have ever done. I am pretty sure that is the best I have ever done. I am quite proud of myself right now. Wouldn't you agree? That's pretty good. Yeah, I think that's real good. Okay, it is not a hairdryer. It is not a phallic symbol. It is a power tool. It doesn't help? This is a power tool right here. See? It's a Makita. It's a drill. So this is the part that opens that you put the drill in. I'm not going to put the drill on there because it makes it look even worse. Are you freaking serious right now? So the drill sticks out here when you put the drill in there. Forget it. Okay. So, the drill goes here. Okay. So listen carefully. This is a battery-operated drill. Y'all are still laughing at my drawing? What's up? Your mind went somewhere else? So sorry. I know that was probably not a good segue. Hot marriage to a drill. I'm sorry. It's an electric screwdriver. That's not a good idea. I got it. All right, clean out your brains. Although I am going to be with my husband in like 7 hours. And I am so, so excited to see, to touch, to smell, to hear. To taste. Come back. Cannot get him out of my head. Somebody help me. Look at that fine man. Oh God, look at those blue eyes just drilling. And his beard that I love to play with. And his arms are just so incredibly wonderful. And these thighs are amazing.
By the way, Hot Marriage Secrets is not rated PG. It is not for anyone under the age of 18. I'm just letting you know.
Poor Chad had to leave the room when I had a private meeting with the ladies.
Oh, let's not even go there.
There's a private ladies' breakout and a private men's breakout, and Chad had to leave. And Isaiah, Chad and Isaiah are like, oh, and I'm like, guys, I'm sorry. Like, we have to talk about this stuff. So anyway, it is not PG at Hot Marriage Secrets. Yeah, it's not. So children are not allowed. You have to be 18 years old and over. Which, by the way, we had our first wedding out of Hot Marriage Secrets, which is right there. The Holdens. They were there as two singles. Elena and her husband were both single when they went to the event. Weren't even really dating, were you? They started dating at Hot Marriage. Yeah, and then got married quickly. very, very quickly. They were given all the tools to do it right. We are so digressing, it's bad. Doctor, help me. Wait, he's a gynecologist. Never mind. Okay. All right. So this is a power tool, all right? And a power tool has all the right parts. A power tool was designed with an end in mind. Okay? A power tool was designed with an end in mind. It's not getting any better right now. Everything I say, you are receiving it as though I am talking about it. So anyway, a power tool was designed by a designer, and it has great power to drill. You're just crushing advice. This should be on our website for sure. Okay. So the power tool was designed with all the right parts by a specific designer and it and engineers, to be honest with you, and electricians. And it is designed to be able to drill through very hard surfaces, very, very hard surfaces. So can I ask the contractors in the room, what does a power drill have the ability to drill through? Steel, concrete, hardwoods, metal, blocks, anything. It can drill through absolutely anything. It's a very powerful tool. What'd you say? Tankers? Fingers. Yes. Yes, it does have the power to drill through fingers as well. Very, very true. Okay, so that would be, yeah, someone had to learn a painful lesson on that one, I'm sure. So this tool has that kind of power to drill through steel and concrete, everything that I just mentioned. But what happens when the battery runs dry? It is power what? Less. It's powerless. We are the exact same way. That if we do not take this battery off of our power tool, hello? Do we not see this beautiful man from Poland, Christian, up against a 135-pound female who's almost 50 years old, okay? And this grandma next to a bodybuilder was able to undo his fingers, and he's trying really, really hard not to look like a weakling in front of 1,000 people. He's trying hard to keep those fingers together, and he couldn't do it. And why? Because the power was in his tongue. And I simply told him, say this. Say this. So look, when the power tool runs dry, it loses all of its power. It's now powerless. Does it mean that it no longer has the right design? It still has the right design. It still has the ability, but the power has left. So we are the same way. If you do not plug this battery charger into a battery charger, into a power source, into an outlet, then this will not reach its destiny. This was designed to do powerful things. You were designed to do powerful things. Only if you are plugged into a power source. So you're leaving this event. Right now, you're feeling amazing. Right now, you're feeling more focused. You're feeling more committed. You have more clarity. You have some direction. You've got some simple plans in front of you. And you're going to leave here, and now you're going to use this empowering experience that you've just had, and you're going to start spending that power. Do you understand? You're going to start releasing that power at home. You're going to start releasing that power at work. So as you release that power, if you do not plug back into the power source, you're going to drain yourself. And when you drain yourself, now you feel powerless. How many of you felt powerless before you walked in here on Friday? Do you understand? So here's what happens. And this is such a beautiful thing. And it's really cool to see so many of you walk through this. Okay, so you come into your very first event, right? And, you know, you're about right here in all of those areas of your life, those eight areas of your life. Okay, you came out of your first steps. You're like, woohoo, man, I got a plan. Man, I'm feeling good. Yeah, I made some new decisions. I'm more focused. I'm more determined, right? You leave here and, you know, okay. What's so perfect is that by the time the next event rolls around, it takes about 4 weeks for you to lose all your power. You'll be drained about 4 weeks from now. This is what's so powerful about these people who have continued to hit every single event, giving 1 year of their life. Some of them have given two, some have given three. The McCracken family is on year seven. 7 years without missing a single event. Okay, seven straight years. They are now completely debt-free. That's powerful. Right? Why? Because they have empowered themselves by plugging back into the power source. So when they've continued to plug back in, they haven't gone back down to where they were. So they come to that next event 4 weeks from now is creating a dynasty. When you come out of creating a dynasty, you're going to be right here. You leave creating a dynasty, you're going to be about right here. Okay? 8 weeks after that is going to be the July Dallas, Texas event. You're here. You're going to spend that power. You're going to drop a bit. Then what's going to happen? You plug into the August event, right? You're going to spend some of that. Then you plug into Hot Marriage Secrets. Okay. After that, you come down a little bit. Do you see what I'm saying? You will never come back down here. This life you walked in with is over. It's over. You hear me? It's over. You'll not come back here, right? So the question is how can I sustain my power longer and not be fully drained by the time I get back here? Do you understand? So that it's not so much of a roller coaster, so that your valleys are not so low. Do you understand? But you still keep your highs, but your valleys aren't so low. How do you do that? I'm going to tell you how right now. If you're pressing play every day, you're not draining yourself every day. You're spending some and you're refilling some. Is it the same level charge as an event? No. No. It's not the same charge, but it is a charge. It's a quick charge. It's not a full charge, but it's a little quick nourishment for your soul. Do you understand? It's a little quick focus for what it is that you're working on. So now the question is remember earlier this morning I said, okay, here's you got to have a plan. If you have no plan, what happens? Nothing. Nothing happens without a plan. It doesn't have to be a well thought out plan. It doesn't have to be a big plan. It just needs to be a simple plan. So let me ask you this. How many of you, your number one stressor in your life is family related? Okay, cool. So then what should be your focus leaving here? Family should be the focus leaving here, right? Okay, so then that is your front burner priority. Do you understand? That's the front burner priority. So what does it mean? If family is the biggest stressor, what does that communicate to you? What skill are you missing? You're missing communication skills, right? So the very place where that brings the most stress is the place that you have the least amount of skill. And it's also the place that you've neglected the most, right? So therefore, what should we be focused on? Let me give you a few places, all right? First of all, if you focus on the family-oriented training materials, now if it's family, it's communication, it's what? Gems. Okay, it's unlimited success. Okay, these would be two really important things, and I would say time secrets. These would be the three things that are going to have the biggest impact on the family, right? That's going to have the biggest impact, that's going to reduce the stress, that's going to reduce the miscommunication, that's going to help clear things up. Here's another thing. How many of you have the MP3 of this event? This event, because you were in it, when you go back to hear it again, it's going to go deeper inside of you. You missed 75% of everything that I said. And after 10 minutes, you forgot what I said 10 minutes ago. So if you didn't write it down, it's disappeared forever. So when you go back to listen to this event, listen, this event has emotion tied to it for you personally. Somebody else listening to this event that was not in the event, it doesn't mean the same to them. Meaning you have a visual for the audible that you're listening to. Okay? So therefore, it's going to impact you in a much deeper place, and the retention level of what you learn will intensify. So listen to this. Why? Because this is the place, this is the event, these are the people, the memories are going to stir up, and the commitments that you made will be reminded to you. Do you understand where you say, man, that's right, I forgot about that. So when you're listening back through that MP3, those recommitments are coming back to you. That's right. I got to get refocused. This is what I'm focusing on. So the MP3, time secrets, gems, and unlimited success. Those would be the four things. Sorry, I forgot one. Grooming the next generation for success. If any of it is kid related, husband, wife, kids, if there's any conflict in this, in these categories, grooming the next generation for success, which will help you prioritize the marriage relationship and the kid relationship. Help mom and dad make decisions collectively together on what goes on with the kids. Okay, to have the right order about how that goes, okay? So what is it again? What's the list for the family people? Where are my family people that's the stressor and that's the focus? Okay, so it's time secrets, gems, unlimited success, grooming the next generation for success, and the MP3 of this event, okay? So that's going to be your front burner focus leaving the event. Okay? Now, how many of you have families? Okay? How many of you like to keep the family on track? What should be the back burner training? Huh? No, listen. If you now ignore this priority in your life, and you don't keep the ball moving down the court little by little each week, are you listening to me? You will neglect it. Now it will become your biggest stressor. And your family is a higher priority over what? Over work. So what does that mean? That maybe grooming might be something that you do every 2 weeks. Do you understand? You have the front burner one that has most of the focus, and then you have these two or three other areas that are a little bit. You're just dripping on yourself for reminders to keeping things in maintenance mode. Do you understand? Keeping it so that it's still in your mind's eye. We're still moving the ball down the court. We're not totally abandoning the family now because everything is good right now. Do you realize that's what we do? What generally gets our focus? The squeaky wheel gets the focus. Right? So we don't want to create a squeaky wheel, is what I'm saying. And neglect creates the squeaky wheel, okay? So make sure you're just doing a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper in it, so that we're at least keeping that in our focus and we're moving ourselves ahead, all right? How many of you, the financial area, the debt is the big area that you really want to focus on, that is the thing that's like, it's squeezing at you? So then what's the obvious thing? Is the personal finance system. It's war on debt. It's the financial independence system that we have. Okay, that is like every single maybe day. That's what you're pressing play on. That might be a daily press play for sure. Without a doubt. Okay, business. How many of you business is your, okay, so then now that's your front burner. So if that's your front burner thing, it's prospecting, it's closing, it's learning, it's training and development of yourself into leadership. So gems is in there. Time secrets is in there. Okay, so you don't become a crazy nutcase. No, seriously, you can become a crazy nutcase and drive everybody nuts. So it's having that harmony with the whole picture. Six figures in 6 months for those of you that have a business that you work from home. So this is like the daily press play. And for those of you in a home business, instant customer goldmine. If you have a product-centered focus, instant customer goldmine is so powerful. So. If you are in the retail industry, instant customer goldmine, that's a press play every day. Press play and do what? Follow directions. That's it. Just follow directions. It's simple. How many of you want to grow in your career, in your job? Okay, and or you have employees. Job domination. Powerful, powerful training. So that, again, you have your press play every day that you need to be listening to, and then you have your other priorities that on a weekly, you know, like once a week I listen to this because you don't want to neglect it. You want to keep it in your mind's eye. Does that make sense? Okay, so then we talked about that list today, right? So now it's you put down what my focus is. This is my focus leaving this place. This is the focus for me leaving here. Remember, one is the priority. One is the main priority. And then you have two or three back burner ones where you're, okay, where you're still moving the ball down the court. Okay. So then that's, there's a press play every day on the main priority. And then the secondary one might be maybe two times a week on the other, right? Might be two times a week on the other two. Make sense? So the clients that do it the fastest are listening for hours a day. And they carve it out as though they're going to college, right? So they've got college courses. They set up in their calendar, this is the time when I meet with my professor. And I have a three-hour class or I have a two-hour class. And that's how they treat it. They sit down, they listen, they focus, they take notes, and then they apply. So what does that mean? Nighttime television might have to take a hike. You know what I mean? Like wasting time on Facebook might have to take a hike. Hanging out with friends too much might have to be scaled back a little bit, right? So it's just about prioritizing your time. If you set your priorities to hitting the bullseye, you are going to hit the bullseye. It's super simple. It's not hard. So for me personally, I was that super focused person. That's how I had fast results, is I was super focused. Not everyone's willing to be that focused. But if you're willing to be that focused, you're going to get a high level of results very fast. It wasn't because I was highly skilled. In the beginning, let me just say this. What you lack in skill, you have to make up with time in the beginning. What you lack in skill, you make up with time. And so in the beginning, I focused on one thing. I've given you the things I focused on in the beginning. So wherever it is that I was lacking, that's where laser. I'm going to drill this sucker. I'm going to get good at this. Come hell or high water. I'm either going to die or I'm going to do this. That's a very powerful focus. It really is, and it really, really works. So you can determine how low you want these to go. That's completely up to you. Based on how you fill yourself every day. How many of you eat every day? Is there anybody that eats too much every day? I'm about to go inhale a bag of Cheetos. I'm not that bad of a pig, but I am going to eat a bag of Cheetos. For sure, I'm going to eat a bag of Cheetos. Can you believe what my reward is? I know, isn't that crazy? Honey, I told you I was going to see my husband. She says, you're going to have to work out twice as hard on the bike. I said, I'm going to see my husband. I'll be working out. I'll be having a couple workouts. Got to make sure I have enough energy, right? Need those carbs to have enough energy. Yes, for my six-hour man. Anyway, that's an inside joke for Hot Marriage Secrets people who were there last year. What did I do with it? Here it is. Okay, cool. All right, awesome. Okay, this is perfect. I love it. We got it. Okay. Can you help me thank our volunteers for helping us put on this event? Can the volunteers come up, please? Well, this gorgeous, gorgeous, talented group of people helped to put this event on here this weekend and really made a difference with us being able to give, obviously, more to the orphan and help to free more sex slaves out of the sex trade. Because this is how many people it actually takes to put on the event, plus the other team that's going to be heading up here in a minute. And so they put up with a lot of junk on Friday, even Thursday, because some of you were mean before you took your ego off. Yeah, some of you were rude and mean before that moment. And so, but it's okay because they were, some of them, how many of you were rude and mean on your first event? Yeah. That's awesome. So you were rude and mean on your first event. You can raise your hand. I know that you were rude and mean. I think, was it to one of my sons that you were rude and mean to? No? It was Roman. He's like, awesome, another thing I need to repent for. Anyway, let me just see the hands. How many of you were rude and mean at your very first event?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. A little snarky. Anyway, so we, you know, we once were those rude, arrogant people, and so it's okay. We can put up with you being that way for a minute. Anyway, but many of these people, you are their competitors also. So what an incredible thing for a group of people to serve their competitors through the weekend, to serve with a smile, to answer questions, to be available, to love on, to smile, to encourage. While they were here this weekend, they did not get the weekend comped to them. So they didn't do this for a free ticket into the event. No, they paid their own way to get here, and they paid their way into the event itself. They covered all their own expenses. They literally just gave more of their time giving back, coming out of the getting department and into the giving department and that giving economy. So these guys are awesome. Thank you guys so much for your smiles, your work, the physical labor, the all of it. I saw some videos of you guys doing doors and high-fiving and all that stuff. It was so cool. Anyway, can you guys help us relieve the other team? I don't know where you're all supposed to go, but I think you do. So let's help recognize our corporate team that works in Kerrville, Texas, and a couple of them that are what we call auxiliary team members also of that team. Yes, I love it when they run. Yes, yes, yes. Derek. This is our really incredibly talented, good-looking, hard-working, fabulously committed group of people who pray for your butt every day. They really do. The team prays for you every single day in our office. Yep. So much talent in so many ways, seriously, like really incredible people. I want them to introduce themselves and let them know what you do. And if you've paid off debt, tell that story. Or if your family has, go for it. Hi, Carrie. I know you're trying to slip in undetected. Go ahead, gorgeous. Go ahead.
I'm Rachel.
And she's my daughter in love. Yes. Isn't she beautiful?
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
I am in marketing. I am part of the team that does the Danny Johnson show, and at events, I do the camera. But actually, most of this event, it's been Isaiah, and hasn't he done an amazing job? And my family, well, my parents have together paid off about $240,000 worth of debt. And my whole family, including my grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins, have all paid off over $1 million worth of debt.
My name's Roman, and I work in IT and am transitioning over to the marketing department.
This is our son. That was his wife. This is the one who bought a house at 15. Looking for his second property right now at 20.
Hi, I'm Chad. I say shh. I also have the privilege of serving you as the representative of King's Ransom Foundation, and I appear... Amen. Thank you for making it possible. And I also appear periodically on the Danny Johnson Show.
Yes, he does.
Coming up next.
You were an unwilling client for...
Oh, yes. I've been a client for 7 years. I've been a willing client for 6 years. Wives, don't give up. Your husband may end up standing up here.
My name is Brian Niederhaus. I do marketing for Danny Johnson, the Smart Networker.
Wait, how much debt have you paid off? Thank you, Tony. Oh. Your story.
So we just found some tax papers the other day about the actual debt that we actually had when we moved to Texas 8 years ago. It was $117,000. I'd totally forgotten about it. Half of that was tax debt, and then a bunch of other consumer debt. We no longer have any of that.
Awesome. Yoo-hoo!
Tony Gray. I work with client services, leadership development, and hospitality team. Paid off, I just talked to Butch, I was off by $190,000. So it's actually $890,000 now.
And hold on, you and your wife helped your community up here in the Northeast pay off how much?
Over $7.5 million before we left.
$7.5 million worth of debt they've helped their friends, family members, and coworkers up here in the Northeast pay off. In Maryland, actually. They now live in Texas. So because of holding war on debt classes, inviting people over, them pressing play, they have helped their community pay off $7 million worth of debt. That's more than your senator, your governor,
seven and
your
a
mayor.
Half.
Say again?
Seven and a half.
Sorry, seven and a half. $7.5 million worth of debt. That's amazing. That's outrageous. Good job.
I'm Derek, and formerly from Delaware. I paid off $830,000 in debt and then moved to Texas to work for this company for the IT department. Have been able to work with an amazing team. I am truly honored and humbled to work with this leadership team that's on this stage. I get emotional over it. It's absolutely amazing to be a part of what we do. We love every single one of you. Just keep us going every single day. Yep. I've paid off total 842 now, and I have about 35 left to go. So we're chipping away at it.
Wow!
Hi, I'm Elena Holden, and I'm in marketing, in advertising. I get to help with exposure, finding brand new people. And like I said the other day, between my husband and I, we've paid off like $12,000 of debt. But more importantly, we have over $100,000 in savings and investments. And we could stop working today if we wanted to. So.
And how old are you?
23.
That's what happens when your parents drag you here when you're 16.
It's so true. I didn't want to be here at first, but eventually I drank the Kool-Aid.
I'm Mary Walther. I'm from Kerrville. So I'm in the lovely client services department. Thank you. So I work with Tony, and I handle all you lovely people on Facebook, and I get to lead you to products and events, and I love my job. It's freaking awesome.
We love you.
We paid off. My husband and I have paid off now $105,000 of debt, and I'm not an alcoholic, and the list goes on. So you're in the right place. So,
yeah. It's amazing.
My name is Micah. And this weekend I was filling in for Sean Harper because his father passed away, which is really sad. But we're all with him and praying for him. And he usually is the safety and contingency coordinator, bodyguard, security for my mom. And this time I get to do it. So. And aside from that, media production here and there with the company and King's Ransom Foundation. I assisted Rachel in filming the Israel tour 2018 for the Dan Johnson Show. So.
My name is Mariana, and I am the excuse killer.
You're what?
The excuse killer.
You're the excuse killer.
Yes.
Excuse exterminator.
Yes, that was last time. Got to move forward. So, so
you
I help.
So good, girl. You just look
Thank
awesome.
You. So basically what I do is what Tony does, what some of the other team members here do. We help you get your people here by eliminating their obstacles, a.k.a. excuses, right? And in the process of doing that, I find creative ways to do that to make sure that Tony and Butch over there don't grow up too much hair and keep them bald and nice and shiny.
Mariana, how much debt have you paid off? How much debt have you helped your teams pay off?
Wow. I have paid off about $130,000 in debt, and that's just like the tiny part. I've increased my income tremendously, lived all over the world, fed hundreds of orphans, built homes for the poor, went to Nicaragua, Israel. I grew up on a smaller island. I never thought that I would be, you know, traveling the world, building homes for the poor, seeing all the places that I've seen, been on the trips I've been with, and most of all, been on them with you guys. One of my friends is here this weekend, and she can tell you that I always tell her, like, I can't believe the people that I get to talk to, like, daily. These amazing, super successful people that you would never think that they're as successful as they are. They would never show it. They're so awesome and relaxed, and they do so much good with their success. So I'm so honored to work with you. I'm so honored to travel with you, live with you, joke with you. It's truly a pleasure to do this thing with you guys. So you're my family, and I hope you stick with us. I hope you give us the time to develop you and you develop us. And as a team, we're going to really make a huge impact.
Amen.
My name's Issa, and I do do photography and social media, and I paid off $207,000 worth of debt.
I am Mona, and I'm here to pray, love, and serve, and laugh. I guess I'm here to laugh, too. So, anyways, I've known my friend for 18 years, and this family is my family. And I'll tell you, from the deepest part of our hearts, we cannot say, there's no words adequate enough to say how much we love you, how much we would do for you, and how exciting it is to see your faces change even over a weekend. And so thank you for all that you are willing to do to get here, to get others here, and to make a change, not just in you, but in the entire world, honestly. So, so grateful for you.
Wait, debt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, like I was with, we owed like, so we paid off probably about $175,000 in debt.
Nuh-uh. Wait. You used to have a $200,000 mortgage, and you
That's
guys
right.
paid off your mortgage.
Yeah, that too, yeah. And we didn't dream either. Well, we did when we first got married in 1984. We planned a trip to Europe, and in 6 months, we saved about $120. And so we said, just can't do it. Let's go buy some used ice cream chairs for our kitchen table. And we still have those chairs around our kitchen table. And after I met this lady, we'd been married 23 years and ended up in Rome, in London, in Paris. And then I was in Australia 4 times and then went to Israel 2 times. And I went to Nicaragua 3 times. That's right, 3 times to Israel. Whoa. Yeah, it's just crazy how my life like kind of flip-flopped. And I'm so grateful.
And totally debt-free.
Yes, we are absolutely and totally debt-free. Happy. And grandparents.
When I met Mona 18 years ago, I asked her a question. What's your dream? And she's like, she looked constipated. She was a school teacher and so was her husband. And she was working for one of those starving schools that has no money, right? And so I said, like, knowing she was a sapphire, but she didn't know what a sapphire was because I was in retirement when I met her. I'm like, do you have any goals? She's like, I don't have goals. I don't do goals. So she said, I don't do goals. Like, she is a basketball coach and she doesn't do goals. That was my answer. Like, you're a basketball coach and you don't do goals. I said, don't you want to travel? She's like, I travel. I said, outside of the state of California and beyond LA and Redding, California. You like travel, like see the country, see the world. No, I don't have goals. This woman has been all over the world since that time. Has brought her family now has also traveled the world. They have dreamed and dreamed big and have walked through those dreams. How freaking amazing is that? So, talk about an amazing woman. No dream to dreaming to living it. Tammy, tell your story. Love it.
Okay. Once, move down. Okay. Once upon a time, I hated people. I hated myself. Didn't know who I was. I was stressed out, drowning in a mountain of debt. I was a walking, talking hypocrite because my job at the time was doing debt collection. So I would call you saying, pay your bill. I had broken relationships with my father, my sisters, my entire family, my friends. Really good at alienating people, including myself, from me. Those who are going through self-hate right now can totally relate to what I just said. I was in an unhealthy relationship. Came to my first event, August 2015. Really heard the message of war on debt. Became completely debt-free within 10 months. Paid off $457,500. Thank you. More importantly, I started having belief in myself. I learned how to love who I was. Well, first it was like, then it was love who I was, because you have to start with you as well as your relationship with him. And that's what started really stirring in my heart. Through the training of GEMS and Magnetic Influence Conditioning for Success, I started learning how to really have vision for myself in these events, really learning how to understand that I didn't hate people. I just didn't have the skills to connect with people, and I was afraid of talking to people. So if I can do it, you can do it. I love you. I got married. I used skills from Dynasty and skills from the sales training to meet my future boyfriend, who became my husband April of last year. And we just had our little guy in December. He was early for those who are counting, my emerald friends. So if I can do it, you can definitely do it. What I do for this company, I have the privilege to pray for you. I have the privilege to cheer for you and walk alongside you. For those of you who have doubt in yourself and unbelief, I'm waiting for your call. We want to help you. It isn't just about coming to an event. We don't need your money. We want your results. You need your results. You have legacies of people that you can affect, and you have no right to keep this to yourself. You need to share this message, because the person next to you, when you leave this room, could be suicidal like I was. They could be going through depression. But if you don't take the time to form that person in the grocery store, if you don't take the time to talk to your family right now, when you leave this room, I challenge you, I encourage you, form those who you're struggling with. Go home and form your spouse. Go home and form your kids. And just build that relationship with them. You don't know who you will affect. And it doesn't just affect one person. That person has people attached to them. Those people have a future. You have a future.
Amen.
My name is Butch McCracken, and I get to support this wonderful team up here. You know, my wife and I, as Danny said earlier, we're working on our 7th year. I was like Chad, the guy that had to get drug along. Was skeptical, but here I am now on a stage working with this incredible team and this incredible message. And One of the things I first heard that Danny had said, which was to this day resonates so much, is we come to these things and we think we leave here and we got it. We're paying off all the debt. My life is in order. And they said at one of the first steps, if it takes you 10 years, if it takes you 15 or 20 years to become debt-free, to get the life you want, what else are you going to do? What else are you going to do? I was a guy that would come home from work and in a mental prison, and I was a guy that sat on a couch in his mid-40s thinking, this is life. I was literally looking at the end, not suicidal, but thinking, I got 40 years left of this. I can survive. I mean, that's where my mindset was. It is what it is, Butch. It's not going to get any better. I've been to all the other seminars and everything like that, and I praise God for my wife, who doesn't take no for an answer, those that know my wife, respectfully does that. And because of that, man, I get to dream, I get to hope again, and get to spend a dream job working with these individuals. So, and we've paid off, I don't know if I said it, a little over $600,000 in debt along the way as well.
Hi, I'm Diane McCracken, and I work in hospitality. Thank you. Thanks very much. I work at the company. The results that we got were so astounding. I couldn't stay home and went back to work and worked for the company since June 23rd. I love working for the company. I really honestly don't need to be paid, and was thinking of just contributing it to King's Ransom for a time to just really show that support, because King's Ransom is amazing. But I love working with people for accountability. If I had the accountability that this company offers, I can't imagine where my life would be. But if I hadn't have gone through the challenges, I wouldn't be up here really encouraging you to get off of your selves, get off yourselves, get off your skin, and really, really just, like Danny says, rise up, step out, and be who you were created to be. There's something burning inside of you. And you can look at my hair. Like, my friends here up here encouraged me to go long and gray. And Danny said she was helping me get ready for Elena's and Isaiah's wedding. And she was like, she was doing things to my hair. And I said, oh my gosh, I feel pretty. And I felt like really odd to say that. She said, you're beautiful. And I'm like, oh, I don't see myself as that. And I said, thank you. I received that, and I see that you can do those things. It's a skill that she has. She makes herself so beautiful. And then my hair was like all crazy. And she said, you know, it really looks wild. And I said, yeah, you know, it does. It does look wild. And that's me. That's who I am. I'm a very wild person. So I want to encourage you to be wild and to be uncomfortable. This is the most uncomfortable. You might think, oh my gosh, you're so self-centered. What is it about your hair? Well, you know what? Maybe I am self-centered. I don't really care. But I'm going through this hair thing and the gray stuff and all of that, and it's challenging. But it really shows me that the things that we need to press through, they're so small. They're so small. There's people attached to our lives that, like Tammy said, you know, they're buried in debt or they're suicidal or whatever. Anyway, I really want to encourage you, A, if you don't have the MP3, you're foolish. I have other words. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't normally care if I offend somebody, but I really don't want to offend you. I want to encourage you to do what you need to do. And if you have really great goals and you're walking out of here without the DJU, you're worse than a fool. You really are. You're robbing yourself. You're robbing yourself. We do accountability. We have a team. Danny said that she's putting together a team of people, and we because she's all about hospitality and thank you. She said, if you don't have time to write a thank you card, you have no right to be in business. So that's what we do. We really care about you guys. But the other side of it is her materials change lives fast. You don't have to sit around and take a long time. They work really fast, but you need accountability. You do. I work with people here that are multiple millionaires, and other people that don't have a pot to cook in. Okay? Don't have a pot to cook in. So I really encourage you. It's really not about the money. It really isn't. And if you think Danny needs your money, you're You've missed it all, and I don't think you do. You guys are different. You're different. You're here. You're very respectful, very honorable, and you're very hungry. So please make sure that you get the DJU and that you get involved in our accountability program. It's amazing the results that you'll get. We're looking for a really large class for 2018 to just push through all of the materials that Danny has, because we want your success to inspire other people to get up off of the toilet. Get up off the toilet and get up and step out. Could you imagine sitting there the whole time and just wiping and wiping and wiping? Everybody does it. Everybody does it. Everybody poops. Everybody poops. I mean it sincerely. You don't know. You don't know what's going on in your life. I encourage you. Who has the DJU? Who has it? Who's going to get it right now? Who's getting it? You guys have to get it. I love you.
I'm Jane, and I'm auxiliary staff. I help with the orders. I help serve the clients. But I've been a client for 7 years, and I just want to share hope for those parents who think that they are failures. 7 years ago, I came to First Steps, and I had no relationship with my daughter. She was diagnosed ADHD and bipolar, and she was on medication. I had no idea as a mother that because of the medication I put her on, she was suicidal every day of her life. I came and I plugged into GEMS and I studied GEMS extensively because I was an emerald, she was a sapphire, and I realized it was a conflict of personalities. If it hadn't been for coming to First Steps, bringing her to First Steps, bringing her to Dynasties, my grandson would not be alive today and he would not be 3 years old today. Yeah. So I want to give you hope. Hope. For those parents who are struggling with your children, plug into GEMS, plug into Grooming the Next Generation. You can't go wrong.
Hi, my name is Carrie. I work in our events department. As part of events department, we also do a little something called the Celebration Squad. We sponsor Midday Department Double Duck Dance-Off, Thankful Thursday Chocolate Walkabout, Heads Down Hip Hop Refresh. What else do we do? Lunch and Learn, and some quarterly celebrations. We like to have fun in what we do. We like to celebrate our clients' wins every day. When something goes well for you, it makes our hearts happy. That's what we love to do. We love to see you here at live events. I hope that the hotel has been comfortable for you guys. Like, please let us know, because we want it to be a good experience for you, because this is what changed lives, being here live in person, pressing play every day on the things that you learn. So we love having you. Thanks, guys.
Hello, I'm Isaiah, and I work in client services. And I have never had debt, so there's that.
Are you saving?
That's good.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Jen Ratchford, and I am the director of events. My very first steps to success was 26 and a half years ago, and I had used the skill sets that I learned to go from a banker, teller, to a branch manager in 3.5 years. When I first came to First Steps, I was a very angry person who wanted more out of life. I thought there had to be something more. I did everything right. I was the good girl growing up. I mean, I did it all right, but life was not what I thought it was going to be. So there had to be something more. And when I stepped in and sat in my seat for the very first weekend, I found that there was something more. And I used the training and the skill sets here to get me from a banker or from a teller to a branch manager. And about 11 years ago, Danny, I had been plugging back in because I wanted to get that next promotion, right? You want your results, you want your goals, you plug in after you plug out. And so we may see some of you again next month. We may not see any of you for 10 years. And then you'll come back because you're ready for that next result. So just know you're always welcome back. Even if you leave the first season, just know you will always be welcome back. Yeah. Always. I use the skill sets from War on Debt. I've paid off a total of $177,000 in debt in over 5 years. And I just want to encourage you, this entire team up here, we have a goal this quarter. And how many of you guys plug in every day? How many of you guys push play every day?
Not a lot.
Okay. So we, as a team, are all pushing play for the next 90 days. So we want to encourage you to join along and be part of this team, right? If you guys can, the show, YouTube, online, whichever way you guys are doing it, push play every day. Just track your results, even for the next 30 days, pushing play every day. You've heard it. You've seen the results. You've seen a team of people up here that work for this corporate company with results. All of us paying off debt, investing, growing our income, growing our skills. If we can do it, so can you. So, Danny, I just want to say thank you for all that you have poured into this entire team, everyone here this weekend, and for the last 27-plus years, to the hundreds of thousands that you have.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks.
Okay, so as you can see, the team actually follows directions the very best that they can. They're press and play themselves. They're using the teachings themselves. In fact, that's how most of them got here. I don't know if you noticed, but the vast majority of them, actually all that were on the stage, were clients. All of them started here, every single one of them. And when they saw that vision and heard that vision, they wanted to be a part of the vision, have their job be about changing lives every single day. So when I showed you that vision earlier, and I asked you the question, what are you going to do with your life? And if you don't have something so big that it scares you, then you got to come up with something, right? So I want to know if there's anybody out there that is willing to join us on this adventure to 100 million lives by 2035. Let's have our life be about changing lives. Let's have our mission be about something that's so much bigger than just paying off our debt or, you know what I mean, or just buying a boat or just buying a car. Yeah, you'll probably get that boat and that car, but it needs to be something so much bigger than that. Those things tend to clutter our lives versus inspire ourselves to being something that we will be proud of one day. And that when we look at the end of our life, when we look back, we say, yes. Butch, that was startling to hear you say that you're a 40-year-old looking ahead and going, okay, this is how it's going to be for the next 40 years. That sucks. That sucks. And that can't be us. And that can't be our friends, our family members, our church members. That can't be our coworkers. Not on our watch, right? We're at least going to extend the invitation for people to have the chance to change their lives. We're not responsible for what they do after that, but we are responsible for at least the invitation to say, come check this out. Come see this. Come hear this. And give people the chance to live financially independent in a debt-free life and kind of attack some of these dreams that they've had for a really long time, but they have not taken the time to go make it happen. So from this moment forward, friends, you have been equipped for the last 3 solid days. We've given everything we possibly could in the short time that we've been able to have together. We've shown you the results of people's lives who have followed directions before you. Many of you are here again for that extra recharge from that disgusting drawing on the board. You came back to plug into a power source. That power source is not me. That power source is the living God. That power source is when we have a group of people that all come together in some city around the world to position ourselves for growth, to challenge ourselves to step away from the arrogant choices that we're making and to walk into humility. Where else can you gather a group of people like this that are working hard on themselves to be better fathers and husbands and wives and mothers? Where else can you find a group of people who, right as they're learning, they're affecting the very hotel with showing honor, with forming people? Isn't that amazing? people who are becoming financially responsible. Where else is there a group of people that are doing all of that and growing their careers and affecting the economy and taking a portion, $1 out of every 10 that they make, and giving it to the poor? That's profound. To me, that's how all of us should be living around the world. Well, we're going to do our part, and I believe many of you are going to join us on this journey, this adventure of changing lives, building another 1,000 homes in Nicaragua, freeing 1,000 slaves from the sex trade, little kids, little boys, little girls from the sex trade, helping to feed the widow and take care of the elderly. I'm excited about what your life is going to look like 4 weeks from now, 8 weeks from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now. I'm excited to see that at the very end of this year, after we've journeyed along, after we've gone to Nicaragua, after we've gone for Hot Marriage Secrets, after we've gone through creating a dynasty and you've brought people, drugged some of them along with you, bribed a few, as you heard right there on that stage, people have been bribed, drugged, not drugged, but drugged, dragged, thank you so much. There is a difference. There is a difference. Yep, there is a difference. But I'm excited for you to feel the exhilaration that when you've brought somebody here, like the McCrackens who brought Derek and his wife and their in-laws, for them to see what's happened with their daughter, Elena, for them to see Derek paying off $854,000 worth of debt, and he's only $35,000 away from being completely debt-free at the age of 35. He brought them. Him and his wife brought them. When I see Carlos Campos, when he sees Rogelio and his wife holding their brand new baby boy, baby number 6, who was a homeless man when he first came here, that Carlos reached out to a homeless man. Isn't that crazy that he didn't judge him by his past or his present set of circumstances, but he spoke life into that man and believed in him and said, you got to meet these people. You got to hear from this former homeless woman. Do you see one life reaching into another life and then here's those changes? You have lives that are connected to your life. Your life is truly not your own. You had a reset this weekend. Now you get to write your destiny. You get to write your destiny. You have a plan. You now know your whole life is the purpose. And part of that purpose is touching other people's lives. You've now been equipped with the skills to do it. And I know many of you have already taken action. Now all we get to see is what the results will be. So I will see you in 4 weeks. I will see some of you in July, August, September, October, November. You'll be hearing me every day, 6 days a week. Every day, 6 days a week, as together we roll our sleeves up, we freaking go to work, and we pound the sucker out of the park. Amen? Thanks so much. We believe in you. Good night.